both mine are on. Trying to move mine right now. They want everything, but simply. Okay. Yeah. I can address some of that issue, I think, with my presentation. Okay. Mine will always read copy of something or other. I copied mine before I sent it over.
Looking at the interface concept is going to be mostly examples of this, but where we can go with this. Do you want to start the next slide? Can't really see it. There's two possible ways. On the left, if you see on the sides of the river, you have the sort of scroll down, so you have that option right there. And then also there's the idea of the base. That's sort of like an idea there. And then on the right, you have what's really big trend right now is the icons. There's the idea of like being able to do it by feel as well as by sight. You know, if you're in the dark, you don't want to look at it, you have no control. And the picture particularly is pointing out to you the top volume button. It's V. So you're kind of feeling a V, like volume up. What it really is a V, and what you think it is down, because it's the down arrow. So it's like sort of cursory, you totally turn that the other way up. But then you could either do it by raise type, which could be really, sort of old-fashioned in a way. Mm. Either that or just have it by shape. For example, you have a specific triangular shape that you know you're looking at the up and down arrow, and then the round ones to sort of feel like, you know, this is like a what you have in that sort of thing. So it's sort of looking into how we wanted to do it by feel. This is sort of an example of going for a certain demographic. Particularly geared towards children.
That's cute.
It's very cute. We could probably change it to yellow, bright yellow for the company logo. You have the shape, so it's very simplistic and friendly looking. And then the other thing that you would be able to do is just be programmed channels that only the children watch. So it's like they're watching the CD. Wider section for the main controls there. You can see how many buttons there are. And then on the left, you have an example of the round buttons and a simpler design. On the bottom, we probably wouldn't need that because it's more for like a DVD function, which we're not going to be using. So again, it's sort of like just giving you ideas. And then down at the bottom, you have the logos, and that's where you put the RR, the reaction.
Okay, my turn.
Okay.
Woo! It'll be copy of component design. Yeah, that looks like it. Okay. So, basic remote operation runs as follows. Press button makes connection with the power source and the rest of the circuit. Chip senses the connection. Chip produces a Morse code infrared signal specific to that button. So you press the button, it produces a signal that's encoded specifically for that button. Transistors amplify that signal, and it goes to the TV sensor, which interprets the signal and responds accordingly, changes channel, etc. So, that being said, next slide, please. Findings, which were the required materials for the basic internal construction. So, all the really simplistic functions that we just discussed. We need rubber for buttons, aluminum for battery contacts, integrated circuit which consists of a diode, transistor, resonator, resistors, and a capacitor. All those basic things that make a circuit function. Fiberglass and thin copper wire to create the actual circuit board itself. An LED, which is a light-emitting diode. Contact discs for the buttons, plastic for the casing, and a power source, whatever power source we've actually determined we want. Next slide, please. Thank you. Personal preferences. To save money for the components, the remote should be mass-produced, and basic materials should be bought en masse. If we find another company who can produce the required chips, casing, LED, any additional materials we decide we require at a less expensive rate than we ourselves are producing, we should go for it. Next slide, please. Just talking to the manufacturing division, they suggested power options, solar cells, hand dynamo, and kinetic power, so you shake it and increases the power. I'm not sure how the hand dynamo works. They have yet to get back to me on that. So, next slide, please. Suggested casing options. Okay, we can offer options for casing such as straight curved, double curved, you know, very specific to the customer. Options for materials, plastic, rubber, titanium, wood. I don't think anyone's going to go for a wood one because splinters. Yeah. Certain restrictions do apply here, though. Latex, you can't do solar power with a latex one. So if they want soft, squishy rubber, they can't have the solar-powered option. Double curved, you can't do titanium. That would be too curvature, so it would actually, if you the shape of your hand, you curve here and you curve here. So you could have two curves that match the shape of your hand to make it more comfortable to hold. Now, if you wanted that, you can't do titanium. And suggested functions for the buttons, scrolling function could be very beneficial to us instead of actual buttons themselves. I think I have one more slide. No, I didn't. The manufacturing division also has said that they have several types of chips. And they've just developed a sample sensor or sample speaker chip, which we could utilize. Push button requires a simple chip, and scroll requires more complicated chip. So depends on what we decide we want to do. In addition to that, if we're offering all those different options to the customer for producing their remote, we're going to have multiples of each type, like a double curved in rubber, you know, each option should have a certain select number produced with all those options. So we'll have to mix it up, make sure we produce enough of every one. But that could also drive up the price of the actual remote itself if they know that we only produced 5,000, you know, double curved wooden remotes. That's all I got. Well, we are making the chip. So, I mean, but I guess we have to look at what our production cost is for the chip itself anyway. Yeah. Yeah. I thought offering some of those options for different materials that it could be made of, different, you know, I think we'd have to decide on the power options, maybe, so that we could reduce costs. Yeah. Okay. I think the That's true. If we do a voice-activated locator, though, we're going to be looking at a more substantial chip. So... Honestly, I think the customer would be kind of irritated by the fact that it has a base if we did do a nice, small, compact. Yeah. Yeah. Okay, so. The only problem with that is you forget to take it out of your pocket and it goes in the wash. You know, it happens. I've had 3 watches go that way too. Pieces everywhere. Well, we have lots of options. I don't think wood is a viable option. However, well, we only want to sell it for €25, right? Because I was thinking if we wanted to get the high-end market, then you could produce a few in titanium, make them a rarity, so to speak. Yeah. Well, the original... Okay. Yeah, good plan. Honestly, I'd recommend, like, since we're going with batteries instead of solar power, I'd recommend maybe a soft, like, latex. Because we could produce, you know how cell phones have those overlays that you can change the color? We could do one that fits in with the trends of the year. So, because this year is all fruit, God only knows why. We could do a cherry cover for this year, and then if next year is stripes or solids, you know. They could come back and buy the extra case. So we could do like a hard base plastic, and then we could give two latex covers to start. How complicated. Are we going to go with the voice activated? Well, we could give it a specific code, you know, remote missing. Yeah, see, that would just irritate me. So I think having a key phrase is much better. No. That would be like a mid-class. Yeah. So we don't actually have to go for. Well, if they've just developed a sample sensor, sample speaker, it's a brand new chip. Why not introduce it in this way? I think, well, we could do two, or we could do one small lithium. Because, you know, the lithium batteries are doing quite well in most other electronic products, right? So they're more widely available now. And they also have a longer battery life than most batteries. But if you only have to replace it every 5 years. Well, how about an initial? You get one battery when you buy it. Because I'm pretty sure we can get them pretty cheap on bulk. Yeah. In the sample ones that you showed us, there was one that had the scroll buttons on the side, which I think if we make it curved like a hand shape, like if we put the scroll button on the side, that could be particularly useful. Well, if it's just up and down, volume or channel, I don't know. Yeah, we should probably make it that you have to depress it to activate it then. Because otherwise, you're not just holding it and going like this, you know. Okay. We have to make sure that the logo always sticks out when we put the latex covers on, so we'll have to like have a little square or something so that our logo is available. Yeah, I don't think we should do that because that would just be icky. So I think maybe putting it on a button is probably a good idea. For our base one? It'll wear off. There's nothing saying that we have to put the logo on the front of the actual. The only problem is we're using a latex overlay, so that it actually would go over top of everything and have holes for the buttons. So I was thinking maybe instead of doing that, what we could do is leave a space for where the logo should be. Yeah. Great. Plato. Wonderful.